Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Your first time listening to this unique, different Kansas State podcast. We try to cover all things K-State sports outside of football. I mean, it's basketball. Speaking, we will touch on basketball here in the back end of the week. Here on this podcast, it's getting more and more closer to basketball season, but unfinished business in football, women's volleyball, tonight going down, women's soccer tomorrow against Kansas, K-State football Saturday night against Kansas. Cross country got wrapped up with a recent meet. All things K-State sports. I know I'm missing a few out there as well. Getting straight on into it here on the Women's Golf Edition here on today's podcast here over in Hawaii, Oahu, Hawaii. K-State came in the final round of the Rainbow Whiny. I said it. I knew I was going to do it. I was going to say that. On the Rainbow Wine Classic, or say Invitational out there in Oahu, Hawaii. They were tied for first in the team rankings to Colorado State. Well, they fell just short to K-State, as the K-State women's golf team put up an 8-under par 280 yesterday and fell short of the championship out there in Hawaii. K-State concluded this event 3 rounds, total up 20-under. Very impressive. 844 par 844, second best in K-State school history. So nothing to be ashamed of there. Obviously, you would love to win. my mindset anyways, but hey, second place, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Only 3 shots behind Colorado State yesterday to wrap up this 3-day tournament, which started on Monday. We did not get to Monday, but we made up for it, as we wanted to keep track of this as well. With, of course, this wraps up the fall slate, as it's, of course, just got done running. Definitely felt like it was winter out there a little bit. maybe more majority of the wind, but overall, it wasn't too terrible bad. It's terribly bad out here in Kansas, here in KC metro area here. But yeah, definitely starting to feel a little bit more chilly as we're coming to the back. We're already in the back end of October. As I'm recording this on Thursday, October 24th, 2024, the opening win, of course, at the Powercat Invitational. Then you finished second at the Ron Moore Intercollegiate in here, out there in Hawaii. Wildcats, 3 top 2 showings, wraps up. That's actually the most in a fall campaign. And you got to go back all the way to the 2014-15 campaign for this team. Stubert, following the conclusion of this tournament, quote, "It was a good fight back today from the ladies after a really slow start. I'm really proud of the way we responded to some bad breaks early on and really kept the pressure on Colorado State through the back 9. We continue to excel and perform well in difficult conditions. We just really miss a little bit of the cutting edge to help us to the victory." The ladies are obviously very disappointed with their second place finish for the second straight event in a row. However, they should be really proud of how they represented themselves in the program the all fall. We look forward to working hard this offseason and come out stronger in the spring. So, of course, you're going to be disappointed with that. But a lot of momentum. Obviously, now you're getting this winter. I caught myself. These winter, cold, hard conditions. It definitely felt like winter. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But you got some momentum. Now you brace for whatever happens between November and December. You got the winter months. It's gonna be right. It's gonna easily skip to that. I just know. So we got difficult the conditions. You barely get a fall here, whether it's Manhattan, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, and then you go straight right on in to that winter weather. We'll just have to see how all that shakes out. Of course, we're about to enter the holiday season as well. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, the third. K-State Women's Golf, second in the Rainbow Wine Classic to Colorado State. They close out the fall campaign with 3 basically three top three finishes, including a victory at the Powercat Invitational at home out there in Manhattan earlier this fall. Carla Bernat. Let me see if I can find her here. I know she's right here. Yeah, so K-State. We're led by Carla Bernat, Sophie Burt, and of course, Nanami Nakashima. Well, that's a three-headed monster you gotta deal with there as well. Bernat, under par in all three rounds of this tournament. Two under, par 70 to close it out there as well. Let's see, and then, of course, fast forward a little bit. Bernat now has 9 top five finishes as a Wildcat. Now, puts her second place in K-State school history. She has 10 finishes in the top 10 to tie for 6 there as well. Sophie Burt in the third round in the 60s this season. Let's see. Yeah, Bernat. Let's see. Yeah, the other B. Sophie Burt, yeah, 60s this season with a team best final round of 4 under yesterday. Sophie Burt, for those that don't know, transferred from East Tennessee State. 6 birdies on the day was also a team best there as well. And then Nakashima from, obviously, that name, y'all should know that saying of that name from Kono, Japan. Registered 2 under par, par 70 yesterday as well. She went under par for the second straight day as well. And Lincoln Navarro, second straight round of even par 72. And then Noah Van Beek here, was tied for 48th place overall with an 8 over par 224. See what she did. Yeah, so she and Navarro both evened par yesterday, if that is correct on that as well. So, but no, seriously, congratulations across the board to head coach Steve. Got to get it right. Stu Burt, head coach of the K-State Women's Golf Team. Strong performances here this fall, and we'll see what happens. The next time we're going to see them be in 2025. So, again, second place, runner-up to Colorado State in the Rainbow Wine Invitational the past 3 days here this week. And we will see them next time when the calendar turns 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Stay tuned for our basketball coverage this weekend, as that is right around the corner now. Coleman Hawkins was one of the representatives with Jerome Tang, David Gasson, and I can't remember who was the third on the women's basketball side. Jeff Mitty, of course, Serena Sundell, Sianna Walker, the person that I forgot yesterday, so we caught it. Sianna Walker, I knew it. So an hour in the work, the name finally came back to me. Sianna Walker, the transfer who was huge, sixth lady off the bench last year. Made an immediate impact, and she's going to be playing a bigger role this year. Sianna Walker, and of course, Ayoka Lee, representing the women's basketball, Jeff Minnieside, on Media Day. So we're going to touch a little bit on that this weekend as well here on this podcast. Let's go wrap things up right now in this Women's Golf Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Don't forget about our bonus channel over in the Podbean app, which is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. It's again GRIER the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. I am weather pending on whether we get that in tonight. I have other obligations apparently I gotta attend to here for the rest of the week, but I will be recording for the rest of the week. But on the flip side, I got other things I gotta take care of here and other obligations that I should have put on the calendar, but nah, do it. So, and tonight, whether depending on whether I can get that in with Alex or not, we'll see how the weather holds up. Supposed to be raining tonight and thunderstorms tonight in the KC metro area. So stay safe out there for those K-State fans living in the K-City area. Don't forget to tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe, and feel free to give us 4 or 5-star rating. That helps this unique K-State podcast a lot. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all next time. Go Cats.